Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff.
There he is. Okay, I got you now. Very good.
I just heard you, so
Very
yeah, I'm
good.
on Skype. Yeah.
Okay. You just dropped out a second there again. I think it's okay
I'm
though.
on. Okay.
I'm on and then
Yeah.
you dropped out. All right. Well, let's hope it goes. It sounds good.
Yeah, we can use the phone as a backup if it starts breaking up, I think.
Okay, very good. All right. Eric Karlstrom is with us now, and he is really sitting on top of a lot of information. It's going to be very helpful and interesting, too. Once in a while, we find a new source of information that tends to put all this back together in a new way of viewing it that raises everything up a notch or two. And this young lady that he has, he sent me a video the other day and I looked at it and I was very impressed. There's a lot of dot connecting going on and confirming, at least from her perspective, of technologies that honestly I was suspect of, in college. I began to think about photons and electrons, and when I found out that disease states can be transmitted photonically, that opened the door in my head to an incredible world of control and dissemination of disease and all manner of things. It's just an extraordinary field. And then you tie in EMF and what Tesla said over and over again, that there's a frequency for everything. And we know now that remotely they can implant memories in your mind that of things that you never did, or remove memories of things you did do. And anyway, it was a very interesting video. And it's under Eric Karlstrom's name in Guess, and you can take a listen to it anytime you'd like. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jeff. Indeed, I think this could be a very, very important and enlightening show. I believe we've done now, I don't know how many, 20 shows or 30 over the last few years, mostly focusing on the topic of targeted individuals to try to understand this phenomena, which seems to go back to the mid-50s. Are you hearing me okay now, Jeff?
We're good.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so if you don't mind, I'll just back up a little bit and introduce my background. I went through I was a professor at three universities for about 30 years and did the traditional things. I taught physical geography and environmental geography and retired in 2011. And since then, I've been maintaining five websites. And the nature of the websites, I'll share with you because it might give you an idea why I might be targeted. One is naturalclimatechange.org. That's been my main research area. And of course, I've known from the get-go that the man-caused global warming scenario, climate change scenario, is a fraud and a cover for in
Oh,
fact,
just
geoengineering
another
and control
hustle,
of energy.
you bet.
Big hustle, yeah, and a massive, massive UN government fraud. Another website, 911nwo.com. You see, I jumped right in there. Another massive psychological operation and state-sponsored terrorism. And I was in on these subjects. Oh gosh, been on them for quite a while. Certainly, even when I was teaching and as a professor, but I did have tenure. Another one is San Luis Valley. Waterwatch.com, which treats my area in Southern Colorado and gets us into the topic of Murray Strong and the United Nations Agenda 21, which I hope we'll get into later, but not this show. And then another one is my website, erickarlstrom.com, which features music, which I've always had a passion for that. And then most recently, since 2016, I've had my largest website. Now, 2,300 posts called gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com. After I realized I was being maliciously targeted in 2013, I have been trying to stay alive. I mean, Job had a pretty easy time of it compared to targeted individuals who are tortured and killed by very, very sophisticated weaponry, military-grade weaponry. And I'm still alive, and I still have not been
You sound
destroyed.
good, so yes.
Thank you. But it's there are many, many people who are being tortured and killed as we speak. And this program goes back to the 50s. And so it has been my greatest lifelong challenge, actually. I'm 74 now, to try to figure out what's happening and to share that information with others for the sake of my own survival, but also for the survival of other targeted individuals around the world. And we're all potential targets now. I think our greatest, so those five websites are the, I put them under the rubric Toto 2 Enterprises, pulling back the curtain. St. Augustine said, the truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose. It will defend itself. Thomas Jefferson said, he echoed that when he said, it is error alone which needs the support of government. Truth can stand by itself. So what I've
done, it's
really what we have left, isn't it? You know, and yet now they have cognitive warfare, which is the war on truth and thought. So we're really got our back up against it again with these frequencies that we'll get into, and how they're being used on the Internet of Things and everything, and how now, as you say, in the, as we say in the title, we are all nodes on a network, a computer network, an industrial network. So what I've tried to do to understand this phenomenon, which is very, very deadly, very, very damaging, and I think straight out of the ninth circle of hell, actually, is study the testimony and books and works of TIs, or targeted individuals, who've gone before. Dr. Right. Ronnie Kilda, Light on Black Shadow, Mark M. Rich, Fourth World War, Revolutionary Methods for Political Control, The Hidden Evil, the financial elites' covert war against the domestic population, Kay Griggs, who you've interviewed, brilliant woman, Susie Dawson, who we've talked about, Stephen O'Keefe, brilliant Canadian artist, Jeffrey Midori in America, Harlan Gerard in America, Robert Naisman in Sweden, Catherine Austin Fitz, who you know well, she's been targeted, Cheryl Welsh, brilliant TI and lawyer in California, great researcher, Renee Pittman, author and TI, Gloria Naylor, brilliant black author, wrote 1996 about her targeting, Andrea Metz, who succumbed and died a few years ago from the torture, Stephen Shellam, the Canadian director and actor, Gerald Sosby, ex-FBI, US, ex-FBI, USA, Ted Gunderson, ex-FBI, whistleblower, USA. These guys are all targeted.
Yeah, and, I knew Ted. I knew Ted as well, and had him on quite a few times. He's a good man.
Yeah, well, he directed the COINTEL program, but once he straightened up,
he came way around.
And he's the guy who said, you know, I tried to stand up against him, and they sent an army after me, and he said. And of course, those are the secret armies of gang stalking goons on the ground that afflict all targeted individuals with psychological warfare, street theater, etc. But he also said that gang stalking itself is a self-harm term for what is actually a covert government, no-touch torture, eugenics program. In other words, kill. It's a kill program. And we are all sold into this kill program by the Department of Defense, as we'll see. And aerospace. William Binney, ex-NSA whistleblower, has been terribly hit with electronic.
I didn't know Bill Binney was a TI. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and one of our greatest assets in the quote-unquote TI community. Paul Baird, Australia, many, many others. I think I've probably got testimony on my gang stalking mindcontrolcults.com website of between 500 and 1,000 TIs. So if you want to hear what it's like to be a TI, go to my website under TI statements, gang stalking mind control cults.
And you can just click on Eric's, Professor Eric Carlstrom's name in guests, and you'll go right to his site that he's talking about now as well. The title of this discourse tonight is Targeted Individual Program, TI Program, and Havana Syndrome Explained. And now we have a mechanism that makes all this even more accessible, I think, intellectually, thanks to Sabrina Wallace, which we'll get to shortly. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. The mechanism, you know what, you know, and you're interested in earth science. I taught earth science, you know, and we have this theory of continental drift, you know, going back to the early 1900s. but nobody accepted it. It was one more theory until somebody figured out a mechanism to make it, to explain it, and that, of course, was plate tectonics. And so that comes along, and you know. And so what we need is a way to understand something. Now, as you say, with Sabrina Wallace, who's an ex-computer network engineer, brilliant woman, and ex-Black Projects experimentee. She calls herself a DARPA non-invasive N2 test subject.
That was pretty classy on her part not to refer to herself as a victim in any way. She phrased it differently. So anyway.
Yeah, you know, she is a shining light, and this is our topic for tonight. So these my greatest discoveries in this journey of discovery, Jeff, are Fiona Barnett, another Black Project survivor in Australia, who herself was trained as a child assassin with the MK Delta program, and then Sabrina Wallace, who has this channel on the Odyssey network called Synergy, Synergy, and I've loaded 74 now of her videos that she's done over the last year and a half on one of my posts that you have under my name there, and I think what's that called? Let's just take a look real quick here.
Well, look on the left side for Eric Carlstrom under
this
columnist
this
section, even though it's not a writer per se, but his programs are there, and lots of, he's put so many written pieces up on his sites, prodigious, and a lot of them are right there for you.
Yeah, and I really appeal with all my heart for our listeners, those who are free-range humans and want to stay that way, to spend time, study, read, turn off the TV. Okay, 74 Sabrina Wallace videos on electronic and net-centric warfare. That's what we're dealing with. This is drone electronic warfare. Biomedical engineering, dual use. These technologies are dual use to harm and to help. So it, under the cover of biomedical, you know, AI precision healthcare and biomedical engineering, they do warfare. And, of course, there's huge market share in all this stuff. Wireless body area network is also part of the same title. Regenerative medicine, again, you know, the wireless tissue engineering, this is how they sell it and get a lot of investments on Wall Street. Human harvesting, as we'll see, this is a human energy harvesting system that we're in now. It's like right out of the ninth circle of hell. Transhumanism, and most of us, I think, now are cyborged, according to Sabrina. Again, with the metamaterials that have been injected into us with the shot, and also with the you know, what we eat and what we ingest, and the spraying overhead, and then and gang stuff. So that's a long title, but it tells you, it orients you. And then also the other thing I would implore people to go through, I mean, this is a whole new vocabulary even for me. I taught physical geography. What's happening here is a juxtaposition of highly technical fields, the military with electronics, with computer science, with neurowarfare now, with synthetic biology, precision medicine, the metaverse. All these things have come together in what they call emergent technologies. These are exponential technologies. Things get smaller and smaller and go faster and faster. And
yes, they do. Yeah.
That's Moore's Law. And now we have Nano Moore's Law and Neuro Moore's Law, and neuro being one of the latest kinds of warfare. So the Pentagon and, of course, Lockheed Martin and the usual suspects, L3 Harris and whatnot, have been making out, you know, like bandits for generations now, doing these kinds of warfare, as we'll see, unbeknownst to us. And then there's another. So this glossary of 406 terms is my attempt to try to, okay, we got to swim in these waters. We have to know what these words mean. And that includes myself, an emeritus professor, but my field is physical geography. It did not prepare me for these terms. And So this, I'm sure, will keep growing, as will some of these other sites.
I'm looking forward to that, too. After you have digested the field of targeted individuals and silent torture, et cetera, for years, and you know more about it than anyone I know. And now this comes along, Sabrina Wallace. It's like a key to a lock that we just couldn't, not only we didn't even know the lock was there. Here's a key, open that lock. And this door has opened up a whole new realm of understanding the mechanics of how this, a lot of this is done. It's fascinating, if not mind-boggling. Yeah.
Yeah. And she has a lot of personality. You know, some might find her very quirky. She cusses sometimes, you know. I think she's a gift from the gods. She's a gift from heaven because of what she's, what she understands. She's a brilliant woman.
Right.
And let me just quote her to get started here. She said, and this is in a video that came out today, November 8th, to the new commenter, just maybe a 10-minute video where she's just talking on the podcast. She says, on March 20th, 2023, the ODNI, and she just throws out these acronyms like it's nothing, Office of the Director of National Intelligence, stated, there's no explanation for Havana Syndrome. Of course, that's what the targeted individuals have been going through. They've given it a name now called Havana Syndrome. And that's the neuro warfare that was applied to the U.S. and Canadian diplomats in Havana and China. And for a long time, there was a big kind of question mark as to what happened. But
they got it in Moscow, too, if I remember.
Oh, yeah, the Moscow signal goes back to the 50s and 60s. This is radio frequencies through the human body to cause harm and neuro warfare and cognitive warfare. So the ODNI guy says there's no explanation for Havana Syndrome. And then she says, that means there's no such thing as Synchron and Synbio, these are companies, or synthetic biology as a science, or synthetic telepathy in Elsevier journals. And there are. And here's a great sentence. So the ODNI gets to lie, and these people get to die, while these people go to work. And that kind of sums it up.
It really does. Now, she's got a steel trap mind that runs at warp speed, and yet she's able to be, she's understandable. You go back and listen a second time if you need to, but she speaks very articulately, without pretension. She's obviously a major find for all of us who care about reality. This is a big organ of truth.
Yeah, and we're still working up to the biggest stuff. But on the way, I'll just keep reading her because she's so colorful, and she does cuss somewhat. So all of you at the UFO community who continue to pretend that you're oh so stupid and innocent, bullshit. You're paid opposition. You've done a great job invading people's houses at all hours of the night. That would be the Special Operations Forces.
Yes.
You, as in her, think you're doing okay on your podcast one day, and the next day you lose all your stuff and you're homeless. Hackers, too. It's disgusting. Welcome to the UFO community where it's pay for play like everybody else with the sensor hunters. So she's saying they're not hunting targeted individuals. They're hunting the sensors, the biosensors inside us that they can pick up with their electronics, with their bioweapons. I mean, with their frequency weapons. And then she says, Dr. Stephen Greer of the Disclosure Project presents information to Congress about selecting humans for psi capabilities called psionics. Root is P-S-I-O-N-I-C-S, as in psychic. In other words, illegal projects run for the purpose of communications. Most subjects die, by the way. They're taken because of their abilities to communicate with the speed of thought, which is faster than light molecules. That was in Greer. Interview with Congress. You let them get away with it because you didn't tell them about the human physiology involved, the biofield. We all have a biofield, goes about 8 feet out from us. It's now recognized in the science books, about 8 feet, and it's made of electrons and ions, and it communicates with
commonly known as an aura, but
it's a
bioelectric field that surrounds us wherever we go. If you ever come up against somebody, you know, you talk to them, you're 6 feet away, 5 feet, 3 feet, you don't like them, you got bad sensations, you're reading things. Your body at the photonic level is in all likelihood reading and sensing messaging coming from them, and it's not good. Whatever. We are far more complex than anyone would understand. Please go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the free range humans. Now there are humans who, of course, are captured in this system. And then she says, who don't maybe have those psi abilities anymore. And if humans knew that their body part had been stolen, in other words, she says, 150 years ago, and this takes you way back, you know, to the 1800s, the whole concept of the biofield, which was well known and has been in throughout history, was more or less hidden. And she says, okay, this this group evidently with long-term plans for enslaving the human population just took away all discussion of this, and then in the interim decades, they proceeded to work on it and eventually hack and steal it. And so she says, and if humans knew that their body part, the biofield, had been stolen, attached to the cloud, and a remote handed to FBI, DHS, whoever paid for it, they'd be pissed. And we'd have a lot less people interested in UFO groups and a lot more interested in how we slow this down and do something, because this is completely out of control. This is, in fact, as she'll say, this is electronic warfare. They've been giving people jobs all along, walking right through the body, using math, and I'll just keep reading, using math to get it hooked up with the basic Python AI nodes. And she, by the way, knows very sophisticated math. These wireless sensor networks that are in everybody wrap themselves around somebody. It's biosensors on the inside, outside in, inside out. Shake the hell out of them, electrically or otherwise. Do whatever you want to them. How is that possible? We lie to people about their body part, the biofield, about material physics, about telemetry and radio frequency bands used by the medical implant communications telemetry system. By law, that's why we're in this position. And then she says, what is the human aura biofield? That's what we use in information surveillance and reconnaissance, okay, military, with the electrical homeostasis of the human body so we can perturbate and make changes for precision AI healthcare, the Internet of Behaviors, the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Things, the Industrial Internet of Things, the Internet of Medical Things, the Medical Body Area Network, the Wireless Body Area Network, the Metropolitan Area Network, the Campus Area Network, and the Ultra-Wide Band Radio Frequency Communications and Optogenetic Networks for Neuromodulation. So this is an extremely advanced and sophisticated system that people are making a lot of money operating, and yet the average person doesn't know anything about it. And she says, wow, you just said it doesn't exist. Yeah, it doesn't exist for anybody but us to play with you like a sim in a video game. Now, imagine if you had the power to point a remote at somebody and move their arms, change their thoughts, change their moves. They have it. They have professionals who are doing it. And they're targeting, of course, the targeted individuals. And anybody else they feel like, you know, it's just a pay-for-play system now.
True.
This is, like she said, this has gotten very out of hand. And when you consider that now half the United States population is now on the terrorism watch list.
Is it really half? Is it really that high? They put that many people on the watch list?
The Trump supporters.
Man.
The white supremacists, Jeff.
I guess if you're white, you're automatically on the list then, huh?
Jeez. Well, that's coming down. Okay, so then she says, read the high accuracy. This really gets amazing. And if it wasn't true, it'd be funny, but it's true. The high accuracy detection multi-domain sensing system, and this is written by Dennis Teefy, products director for Sensors Aerial Intelligence from the Army, states in a magazine called C4ISR, September 14, 2022, the goal is to provide deep sensing intelligence collection of indicators, warnings, and electronic order of battle and patterns of life for target development. And then she says, High Accuracy Detection Exploitation System, acronym HADES. And she says,
Hades.
The multi-domain...
H-A-D-E-S. Hades. Got it? All right.
Yeah, and of course, another one that's you see a lot now is... DIE, D-I-E, Defense Intelligence Enterprise, but I'll go ahead. The Multi-Domain Sensing System, MDSS, High Accuracy Detection and Exploitation System, HADES, this is Dennis Teefy talking, will be globally deployable and provide a multifaceted sensing capability at higher altitudes and longer ranges. What he's talking about is the drones, the MQ-9 Reaper and others that are flying up at 5-10 miles. And that we are hooked to, they're hooked to us through our DNA, according to her, can track us anywhere and everywhere in a number of different modalities, including optogenetics, biophotonics, but radio frequencies, microwaves, et cetera, also many others, and track everybody everywhere to know, 100% where everybody is. And then she says, I know what Hades is. And by the way, as a TI, so do I. Then she says, wireless tissue engineering and the cognitive warfare problem has to do with the industrial internet of things. Because everything you see in the wireless body area network, that's the W band, which is our aura, listing below, they've had the ability to do this through your tissue legally since 1995. Okay, that's 28 years. Okay. The medical body area was mandated in 2014 by your Federal Communications Commission to do everything you see here, and this would be in the various posts that I've got, but I've got a thing I'll read from right here. It's a diagram showing the medical applications and the non-medical applications of the W band, which is the wireless or wide body area network, which is your body part, your aura, which you didn't know you had unless you're kind of an energy worker or something. So here's what they can do. In 1995, vital signs monitoring. Oh, under the skin surveillance, as per Harari. This is in 1995. Respiration.
Now, one quick thing, Eric. When Harari made that statement, and I had it running at the top of the homepage, he was talking about we're going under the skin now. He didn't mean an injectable chip, all right? He meant much, much more refined and advanced technology, much more. Go ahead.
Yeah, and this technology was fully available in 1995. Talking about the medical applications of the W band, and, of course, this is what they will use with the AI precision medicine. So now they can actually do remote operations. But I'll keep reading. Medical applications, vital signs monitoring, respiration monitoring, electroencephalogram. That's the
EEG.
EEG. pH monitor, glucose, hearing aid. Also disability assistant, muscle tension monitor, respiration monitoring, blind speech disability, and artificial hands. You can move your hands in 1995. The non-medical applications, and this, of course, I've always maintained that the TIs, the targeted individuals, are the guinea pigs for this system and have been since the 50s.
Yes, you have.
Video streaming. So they get live video of what the, how the person is reacting to stimuli, hence the street theater. You know, it's kind of like, like you've got a lab rat and you poke it here and see how it responds,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Data file transfer, sports, 3D video, forgotten things, and monitor. Other non-medical applications include entertainment applications, such as, for instance, torture voyeurism, which we talked about, gaming and social networking. So radical gaming. I mean, let's bet on what this person's going to do and given this in that quandary. And now you can see, okay, market share. Okay, the rich are watching people react on closed caption video, closed video. Almost limitless possibilities with this technology. They've had the ability to use humans as surveillance objects for at least this long. That is to say, the generals are able to see through the eyes and hear through the ears of the targeted person with this technology. And therefore, they can use the individual as a sensor on a two-dimensional kind of a computer screen. Say, I want to see what's over here. Well, I'll just look through the eyes of this person who's there. I mean, this is of course, the military has been into this big time, since World War II and before.
And I'll also says, remember this one thing. There have been, I'm sure, many augmenting devices, little devices. We're talking about a tiny device that have been laced in the public through chemtrail spraying for the last 30 years. They spray so heavily sometimes, everybody inhales it, and it's going to stick in your body and go to places in your body which you'll never be dislodged from. That's how they're, another way they're accessing people.
Yeah,
send and receive.
They want total control. Total enslavement, total control is the model. And, of course, then with your remote and your push button, people can sit there at their computer stations and just, you know, with, at their keyboards, and just to give a heart attack here or a stroke there. And incidentally, Sabrina got a stroke just last week, directed energy weapons, and was not able to speak or walk for 2 days. Now, she's suffered a number of strokes, and it's a miracle, actually, she's still alive because
of the things. Or been given a number of strokes. We don't know. Let's hope
not. She's been given the strokes, yeah. Okay, so she says then, but brave woman, again, a gift from God. You know, this kind of bravery is what might save this species. You who are physicians, who are these physicians, he said. Well, then, and this might be a surprise, you're IEEE engineers. Okay, that's the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers. It goes back to the 1800s. And these guys, amazing. I mean, they've re-engineered the human body with these biosensors in them, which incorporate your own DNA and your own tissues with transducers that are put in there. And these grow in the body. They don't need RFID implants anymore. They can locate anybody anywhere with the system of sensors inside the body. And many, many people are working in the medical field thinking, okay, we're going to, you know, this is all going to be great for healing, you know, neurodegenerative diseases and strokes and heart attacks. And they probably have genuine, you know, compassion or at least, you know, positive motivation. But what they don't know is that all of these technologies are dual use, and the Pentagon can use every single one and the same system. Pentagon can use the same system to inflict these diseases rather than heal them. And so it is the same industrial computer networking system on which we are the nodes and we are the network. We humans are going to show up in their system, like you say, with biophotonics. They don't even need radio frequencies anymore. And we're just talking about differences in frequency and wavelengths of electromagnetic radiation. But the light frequencies are, you know, very high frequency, short wavelength, and very fast, of course. And these is all they need to communicate. And now they've got this network of biosensors in us. They communicate with each other with the nanomaterials, such as put in with bacteria and metamaterials, which are not made in nature, but used because they make the body more conductive and easier to read and to have in this internal communication. Okay, then she says, biomedical wireless tissue engineering. They can actually re-engineer your tissues wirelessly from a distance. Wireless tissue engineering and the cognitive warfare problem has to do with the industrial Internet of Things. Because everything you see in the wireless body area network listing below that I just read, they've had the ability to do through your tissue legally since 1995. The medical body area network was mandated in 2014 by your FCC to do everything you see here. So it's IEEE, Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineering of Biophotonics. By the way, they're your new doctors, of Biophotonics and Cognitive Intelligence. She says, that's your C40 cities and your smart cities. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do to you? Control you down to the bone marrow, she says, fed by the electromagnetic algorithms and technometrics since the 1970s. So you see this, as I'm putting it together, Jeff, I mean, this is a plan that goes back to the 40s and 50s, if not earlier. And remember, we talked about the Macy conferences and Dr. Norbert Wiener, who wrote the book on cybernetics, man and machine fusion in 1948. And he was a brilliant Jewish mathematician at MIT, child genius. And he invented the autocorrelator by which he could send off EEG signals to the brain, to a distant brain along 12 channels, and then receive EEGs that they were giving off and interpret them through Fourier analysis. He was a mathematician, could use Fourier analysis to interpret these signals and get a meaningful interpretation. So that's in 1948. 1955, he invented the autocorrelator. 1950, he wrote The Human Use of Human Beings. So this this vision of a universal slave state certainly seems to go back at least that far. And Dr. Norbert Wiener is a name to jot down. Look him up. He's the Macy Conference's main guy, one of them, and certainly a major thinker here. And then, okay, now colorful language from Sabrina. And you can bet we've got the, well, her expression, you can bet we've got the rectenna shit all worked out, that Smith wheel access between the smart meter and anything else, because we got AI precision healthcare worked out with the biosensors routing data directly through your body. I don't get it. They put your ass on the cloud and made you accessible through the various levels and layers of literal computer networking. That's what she was and is, the literal computer networking the same way we network machines. So somebody went to work and somebody got paid, and then they issued multiple layers of security with different divisions. And then she says, screw you. You're not that stupid. You're just well paid. Biofrequency weapons, biofrequency weapons, 28-year-old technology that the UFO people refuse to talk about. They're 2-year-olds. They are used to getting away with murder and torture and getting rewarded for it, because nobody will tell what they do at their jobs. Now, again, we're talking Boeing. We're talking Raytheon. We're talking General Dynamics. We're talking L3Harris, which just had its 60th anniversary of involvement with electronic warfare, which this is. This is electronic warfare. And these MFs, these mothers are, you know, I mean, they, you know, lock them up, string them up, you know. The better they gaslight, the more they are rewarded. It's all just electronic warfare, pay for play. We are killing with computer networks. Network killing is their system. I quoted Sabrina for all of that just about. And again, I'm just in awe of this woman's ability to put together these very, very complex subjects, in particular the computer aspect. She was a network engineer. She identifies the perps in the system. She tells you what they do, how much they make, how they do it. This is unbelievable.
In short, she literally, virtually documents everything she says. She just keeps throwing out references or holding them up in front of the cam. It's quite remarkable, to put it mildly. We got to get her on the program at some point here.
That would be wonderful, you know, if you could give her, how long does it take for people to understand this? This is very complicated.
And we have to go real slow. But you've done a great job of, you know, giving the general idea. So if we bring her on, it would be fun. I'll work on it for sure.
Yeah, please do. She's just a character and a doll and just brilliant. I'll pause if you'd like to jump in and make a comment or say.
Let me do this. I think what I should do is let everyone hear this young lady speaking. And so we'll play just a little bit of her video that's up under Professor Eric Carlstrom's name. Look at it and guess there and look right beneath it, and you'll see this video. I'll probably get hit with a commercial here. Yeah.
There's a good reason.
3, 2, 1. Goodbye. All right, here we go.
Hi. My name is Sabrina Wallace, and my parents were both part of Space Force. In 1969, just happened to have a pretty crystal in a similar shape.
Okay, there's a little bit of a hum in the background. It's like she's got a fan on, so try to ignore that.
Now, a lot of people like to say stuff. They don't necessarily like to come up and help folks understand things that are difficult to understand. Because, you know, everybody's busy right now preparing for drone warfare, electromagnetic drone warfare. We did it in Iraq in 1994. And, you know, the country's going to war one way or another, whether or not it's going to be, you know, our own people or something else. We have a serious learning deficiency in the United States. Whether or not it was engineered and designed, I'm going to let other people talk about that. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you exactly what it is that you need to explain to your own children so that we can avoid the mouse-style revolution, I'm pretty sure is what they're actually getting at. And we're going to do that with education. So in getting started, who am I? My name is Sabrina Wallace. I am a child of an OSS family. And my family members are involved in black projects, SAPs, special access projects. So I am a B-A-E-R bloodline. And my grandfather is Bernard Heinrich Scheer. And that name is...
She's holding up papers documenting what she's discussing here, little personal documents and so forth. So she's offering proof. Here we go.
He married Helen Harding, and Helen Harding is directly related to Alphaeus Levi. My father was Stephen Garland Davis. My mother is Lynn Jean Scheer. They are both secret Sempra Supra in 1969 working on Project Salus. I am a modified child due to the Menninger Foundation experimentation for human augmentation. Now, all that means is that I have scars that most people don't have for John von Neumann architecture. It's not brain and machine interface. It's body machine interface. That's impossible and it sounds wet again? Hang in there. So here's the wedding list of my parents.
Okay, so she's laying out a little background on her parents, their wedding. She's holding up their wedding list, a lot of very interesting names on that. She's a real character, just for openers. And add brilliant to that, and you get the idea. But you're going to want to see this video. It's too bad there's a noise in the background, but that's fine. You get right around it. Okay, go ahead, Eric. This is, I just want to give him a little taste there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, in fact, this is the first video on the post that's called 70, on your site, it's called 72 Sabrina Wallace Videos on Electronic and Net-Centric Warfare, Biomedical Engineering, Wireless Body Area Network, Regenerative Medicine, Human Harvesting, Transhumanism, and Gans Talking. That's my title. But this is the post in which I have 70, now 74 of her videos, and I just about adding one or two every day. I mean, she's tremendously prolific, trying to educate people about what's going on, despite the risk to her own, you know, life. I think she's a godsend because, as we've mentioned, I mean, I've been working on this project of trying to understand targeted individuals and what's called organized stalking, electronic harassment, or electronic torture for 10 years. And this woman comes along, and in her videos, she explains the technological background of the system, and which, you know, in fact, I'm actually fairly proud of what I've done. What she says complements the conclusions I've already come to, but adds in the layer of technical complexity that I was not capable and am not capable of adding. And this is Black Projects type stuff. She's from Black Projects, Special Access Projects. The TI program is a Special Access Project. So this is top, above top secrets type stuff. And this gal is giving us above top secret type stuff because she's fed up. And she's very, very concerned that this program now has the potential to really destroy this country, bring us into a Mao revolution. One half the country can easily kill the other half now with this technology. If you've got the control, if you got the remote, you can take out anybody you want. So, education is of the utmost importance and imperative right now. I don't know how much time we have until this system might be unleashed on everybody. I mean, if they decide next Tuesday, okay, we're going to give everybody a heart attack, they could do it.
They may not expose, you know, I was just thinking that they may not expose that tech. I don't think they're going to need to. They flooded the country with 10 million largely fighting age males in the last, 2.5 years. And the number that were here before that is formidable. There may be 20 million fighting people here that will take up arms against Americans. Our military is depleted. We've sent a lot of people overseas. We've got 375,000 permanently stationed overseas, maybe 600,000-800,000. That's all we have here in the entire military here at home. Who's going to protect us? You can see what the National Guard did at the border, like nothing. They were ordered to do nothing, and they did nothing except fill out forms with computer input and took care of food for these invaders. Anyhow, we're in real trouble here even without this tech. But if they need the tech, it's there. I firmly believe that what she's talking about has a tremendous basis in reality to it. It's obvious. They've been doing this for a long time. The technology was there. When I first came across this, long time ago, the photonic transmission of disease, specific disease, I said, whoa, that's where they're going to go with this. And obviously, they've been doing that for decades. And look where they are now, according to her. So you have to listen and make your own mind up. But it is very provocative, so much so that Professor Carlstrom has put together 74 of her videos on his site to give you an easy library to access if you'd like to look at more. So we think this ties a lot of things together and gives a mechanism of performance that really can't be denied. It's there. I believe it.
Exactly. This is kind of the Rosetta Stone. This is kind of the missing link. For instance, right. Okay, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum gets up there and he says, the fourth industrial revolution doesn't change what you're doing. It changes you. Well, okay, yeah, they can do wireless tissue engineering. You know, actually, they have the capability, according to Sabrina, you know, turning an arm into a flipper. You know, I mean, they have this. They can make hybrids. They can augment. They can completely change the human organism. So, actually, what he's talking about is this capability: transhumanism, cyborgification for the plebs, and life extension, of course, and digital immortality for the quote value chain partners, mm-hmm. the people that own the system, the elite. And what does Yuval Noah Harari mean when he says that humans are hackable animals and free will is over? Well, this is how they hack us. And this is how they intend to take away our free will. So, again, I'm addressing this to people who have a strong survival instinct, who are willing to work, who are willing to fight, who are willing to resist this with every fiber of their body, because our species is in deep trouble from these people. This is a satanic takeover of the world. I'm convinced this is the Antichrist kingdom. This, I think, is the beast system. You study it more and more, and I think the beast system is a good name, whether you're a believer or not. This is horrific stuff. And what does what does Bill Gates' 060606 patent mean? He's talking about cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Well, this is the system they would use to allot the cryptocurrency, you know, whatever they give, make your body activity. So this system explains that the science behind these patents. And there's a lot of science. I mean, like you say on these videos, you know, in the show notes, she goes and provides the abstracts, the names of the papers, as well. So there becomes no doubt, in my mind anyway, that this is real. And I'll just also mention, we have a few minutes, another post here on this that we've just added is called Biodigital Convergence. That's what this is. It's a convergence of biology and computers, digital or biological digital convergence. That's what the fourth revolution, industrial revolution, is. The internet of bio-nano things, where they put these little programmed machines into your body like mRNA. Brain research, smart cities, electronic surveillance and torture. This is all the same thing. And this technology is at the center of it. And this is coming from a guy from Canada. This particular post has got a series of videos from a guy named, I think his name is Joe Gecko. He very much applauds Sabrina's non-vaxxer 420. But his channel was taken down by Rumble and by
BitChute?
Twitter. But you will find some of them out there individually, and I've recovered some for this post. So, again, he's saying, read, read, read. Look at these papers. Look at these military documents. You know, get off your damn butts. You know, this is survival. This is life and death for the species. If you're not in favor of Satan taking over the world and turning you into a, you know, minion of his, you know,
or a Big Mac,
or a Big Mac, whatever, you know, fight, fight. I'm 74. I'm going to fight till the moment I'm dead. You know, if you're 20 and you're smart and you're, you know, you're really good at this computer stuff, we need you. Get on the side of humanity, not on the side of these devils.
Well said. Yes, sir. All right, we have to wrap it up tonight. Professor Carlstrom has really, I think, discovered a big nugget here, and we're going to continue to watch this and bring you more information about it because it does tie everything together. It gives us an accessible, approachable matrix that we can look at and I think really understand at how this is all being done. We're talking about individual control down to certainly the cellular, if not the atomic level. DNA, yeah. It's all being done. They are so far ahead of us, and it's ahead of us in terms of what they're allowing us to know about what they do. They're not going to tell us. So thanks to Sabrina, and thank you for bringing this to my attention. It's been fun and fascinating as well.
Thank you, Jeff. Really appreciate the opportunity. And yeah, this is important stuff. So I hope we can keep the ball rolling on this.
We will do it. We will. All right. Talk soon, Eric. Thank you. All right. Okay, that's our program tonight, Wednesday night. Hope you enjoyed it and listen to it again if you'd like. And we will be right back with you tomorrow night. Take care. Talk then.